Yes. Okay. Just read a few nekudas in the yisoidus of Beri and Chaticha Rivis Gavi. Gemara says in Tzadik Tesa Mebeis, "V'liv tov gina nosha shnis bashal." So the Mishnah says, going back on the Mishnah on Tzadik Vav Mebeis, "Gina nosha shnis bashal iman gidim bizman shemakirei benois and tam v'imlav kulan asurin." Frak the Gemara, why is it kulan asurin? V'liv tov berugo. And for the Gemara Beri Yishani, gina nosha considered a burial. We're not exactly sure why. That's already the Rishonim done. It's placed on Tzadik Vav. Rishonim by us. Beri Yishani, Gamila Beri is not bottom. Says the Gemara, "Vayte mechin chaticha shel avela." The Gemara says, the Mishnah says the same din. Mechin chaticha shel dag tomish nesmashtem achatich. Bizman shemakirim b'neis in tam. V'ilav kulan asurish. The chaticha asurish the rest of the chatichos. Farvot, speak the Gemara. V'tipto berubo. Hinich l'madamar kol shadak l'imane sheninu l'madamar es shadak l'imane sheninu b'ayik l'mimah. This is not something which is exclusively sold by minyan. And for the Gemara, chaticha hoyel v'ruili, shani chaticha hoyel v'ruili, skalim b'alifnei orachim. There's a chiddush over here that any chaticha which is really skalim b'alifnei orachim, which in the place can we say, lefnei areyach choshuv v'yokar, yokar v'choshuv, to give to, not just a areyach that changes upon you. A choshuv areyach, I know this is a geshmak and cut, it's a rib steak, it's a whole needed when you get the schnitzel considered. Pashas, it goes, kol echel kefim akeimoy v'zmanoy. Anything which is considered a dover choshev that you give to a rech, choshev yokar, that is considered a chaticha ruli eskabin, which is not bottom. Pashas means it's also not, it's not bottom bechlal, afilu be'elef loy bottom. And that's how most Rishonim go with Beri also, that afilu be'elef loy bottom. Now, this din of Beria, the Pashas is that it's only din derabanan. The reason why it's not bottle is only min derabanan, like the Rashi says, lahedi in his chedushim over here, side by Beria and side by chaticha really skabin. That the reason we're not bottle is mishum chashivu sayu, because of their chashivus. Bemele Chazal said that it's not bottle. Lachura al derech, the vav or zayin dvarim that the Mishnah brings down, yimayni bade and yigvizi perech, all these different things, that because of their chashivas, they're not bottle, afilu be'elef lo bottle. Now, the truth is that there's other things aside from this that Chazal were goes wrong. That Beria, davar shemini, chatich v'leiskabe, davar shishna matirim, something which gives chazusa, something which is over the time, maimid, like we saw in Tesis, mechamet, all these different things, balei chayim, all these things Chazal said, because of their chashivas, they're not bottom. Now, l'chur, the Pashas pshat is, because they're a davar choshev, so you can't say something which is choshev kishel atzmai, how could you say that it's bottled to something else? How could it be tuffel and be nisbottled to something else, to taruis, if it in itself is hash choshevis? How could a davar choshev be bottled to something else? An ikr can't become a tuffel. L'chur, that's the Pashas. All these cases are derabanan. Pashas, all these cases are derabanan. That's how the Pichadish goes. The whole list of them is brought down in Prima Gadim at the beginning of Simin Kuf. It's brought down in Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Perigin Anoshe in the Mishnayis. Other people bring it down also. Michal Skoyim bring down a whole list of them. And Pashas, they all go that they're all there Abanan. Prima Gadim is Mistapim when you get the Chazusa. But Pashas, everything else is only a Din der Abanan. Now, the Mashmois of the Rambam, the Achreinim Armadaik from the Rambam at the beginning of Perik Tez Zayin from Michal's Machalas Asuris, that the reason why these davar choshev is not bottle is because davar choshev shu oimid kemoy shehu v'leinis arif. It's oimid kemoy shehu v'leinis arif. It's mashma that there's no taruvus in bechlal. Kol kama that you have a davar choshev, so it's not that you be'etim you have a taruvus, just you can't say bittul because it can't be in his bottle, ikr can't become a tafel. There's no taruvus in bechlal. The only time that you have a bittul is kol kama that you have a taruvus together, then you can say that there's a bittul. Kol kama you have a davar choshev, then it's oimid latzmai. We don't look at it as kilos nisar bechlal. It could be together with 150 other things. But since it's choshev kishel atzmai, I don't look at it that it's bottled to something else. I don't look at it as nisar for something else. It's like, we get to burger and Shabbos. You have a whole bunch of things together. So then each thing, kol kama that we see each thing kishel atzmai, we don't look at it as a teruvus. Maybe the only way that we see it is because it's very big. A bunch of chairs together, even if it's they're nesarif, but if each thing is a davar chashav b'fnei atzmo, it's not considered a teruvis. In other words, it's not a teruvis kokama that I see each one, something which says on it, I'm chashav, we don't look at it as nesarif b'chal. So either you could say the pshat is, like we were saying before, and that a davar chashav, in a chanami there is a teruvis. But it can't be in his battle. You can't say that a davar chashav is battle, becomes secondary, and becomes tafel to a teruvis. Or you can say that there's no teruvis b'chal, like the Achrayim Ramadayik, Ismayer, Chavsiyev, others of Ramadayik, and the Rambam. The only shayla is, where did the Rabbanan get this from, to say that there's something which is not batal? There's nothing in the Torah, we know called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun, and Pashas, there's nothing in the Torah which is not batal b'rev, chad b'trei. Kokama that it's not nikr. If it's nikr, kishal atzmois, and then that's tam keker, and other things, that it's not batal b'rev. But except for Yehuda, that holds mimimimimimimimimimimim batal. But the Rabbanan hold Mimarina is batal. So where do we find anywhere in the Torah that you have something which is not batal b'rev? The Chazal also came along and said, no, if he batal to davar chashav, therefore it's not going to be batal. The chashivas makes a nicker. He's saying that it's like tam. Chazal mid Rabbanan said that it's like tam, even though Pashas, the whole part of tam was nikra isra idea tam. It's nikr through tasting it, so it's mamish nikr. Over here, it's best it's not nikr. You can't see. Mashmori says that it's because it's nikr. Aye, it's not. But by tam, it is nikr. You're able to be makirin. Then? Rav Chanan wants a tiny. Rav Chanan by us on Daf Tzadi Hey, on the earlier Tzadi Tzadi Hey Amar Aleph Tzadi Tzadi Masna Safik. He wanted to say Alpi. It's Derech Agav. He brings it in from the Tzadi in Zvachim says Haniskolim Shinesarav Ben Israfim. People that are Chayev Skilo that were Nesarav and people that are Chayev Sreifa. So the halacha is that we don't say that the bottle were raised, that we give them all Sreifa. In fact, Tesis, why not? Why don't we say that the Niskalim are batal b'rev, brave Nisafim, and we should give them all Seifa? And for Tesis, lo yazlinum basa ruba lechayiv oisei shuhu vadei viskilo, mishum ruba leinave davar shu sheker vadei. Somebody that we know is for sure chayiv skilo, we're not going to go ahead and say that he's going to be, we're going to do something sheker vadei and give him Seifa. Give somebody the wrong punishment. In fact, why is that... If there's a din bittul over here, and we can say bittul b'reif, then you're not doing something which is vadei sheker. The whole din of bittul is nepach ha'hetel yisiser. He now becomes chayiv in seifa, just like everybody else. He says it's muchach over here that we don't say bittul. He says we don't say kavua because it's muruv and it's not nikr, like Taisa says on Daf Tzadi we saw earlier, Tzadi Vav Manalf. But even though there's no bittul, nevertheless we don't say that it's kol kavua kametzal meftzadami. Why? Because it's muruv together. The question is, why is there no bittul in the first place? We wanted to show it's not just because there's bittul, that's why we don't say, Taisis was miyasid yisoyin on tzadivah mar aleph, that any time that you have a taruvus which is muruv, and it's not nikr the iser, we don't say kol kavuk ametza mechzadami. So, there are those who wanted to say that's dafka because since there is a din of bittul b'roiv, so therefore you don't say kol kavuk. So, Rav Chanan brought a raya from the Taisis that even though there's no bittul b'roiv, nevertheless, we're not going to say kol kavua. The only question is, why is there no bittul b'reif? Why is there no bittul b'reif to say that this person that's chayav skila should have a chayav seifa? So, Rabbi Chanan wants a taina, that a person can't become batal. There's no such thing as being mevatal a person. Something a person is a mensch, is a choshev zach of neatzmai, you can't be mevatal. There's no way to be mevatal a person. He says, ken zayin. That's the makor for chazal, that a davar choshev can't be batal. Because we see by a mensch that it can't become batal. And that maybe is a midrash. Think of it. Memela Chazal were gezer also by Shai Dvarim Chashuvim that they're also not going to become bottle. Yechshir whatever tam is the tam shir that Ramaz Berbi point. However, there's a Maril that's Medayik Tzimnayim Beizim Medayik from Tesis on Daf Vavam Beizim in Vav Metzion that burial is not bottle, not just midrabanu but midrash. Why? It's a famous Gemara. Kofetz Echad Min Aminuim. Person is counting out Meisim through the door of the corral. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and he's going to whack the 10th one with the red streak. Now one of the 10 that he just counted jumped back into the corral. So they're all potter. Because the Siri Father Rahman of Layas Siri Safa. The question is, Fraktaisvis, and Ibn Abshar, why don't we say that it's Batal Beroif? Vitzarachin. Don't tell me, says Taisvis, that because it's a Dover Shebiminyan, that's why it's not Batal Beroif. Because Dover Shebiminyan is only as far as their Abban, it's not their Isa. And don't tell me because it's a Beria, for the reason why I said in Chulin, that it's not also Mitchil's Briyasa. He doesn't say that because it's not also Mitchil's Briyasa. What are you going by there? After you told me that davar shebiminyan, you can't say that the reason that's davar shebiminyan because that's a svar derabanan. So what are you going saying? Don't tell me because it's a beria. If beria is only also derabanan, so then what was the happening of the chal? Elamai beria staka deraisa. Don't tell me it's because it's davar shebiminyan because that's a svar derabanan. I beria, which is a svar deraisa. No, it's not considered a beria because not also mitchilz briyasa. It only became also afterwards once it was counted. Meduyik says Maril that the svar of beria is a svar deraisa. However, most Rishonim do not go this way, certainly. And even the crazy place, he says that's not Pshat HaTesis. He says it's different Pshat HaTesis. Why? He brings down the Sheet Mekubetis over there, brings down Rabbeinu Peretz. They ask the same Kashas HaTesis. Why don't we say that this one that jumped back inside should be Batal Beroif, and they should all be Chayv and Maaser? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, because Baal Chayim Chashivim. It's a Baal Chay, and a Baal Chay which is Chashiv cannot be in his Batal. Fact of Rabbeinu Peretz alayim, but that's a svar derabanan. That's not a svar deraisa. So it can't become batal midarabanan, but midaraisa is going to become batal. So up there, in a chanami, even though hagam she'in hay chashivusa in a elam midarabanan, yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakar dover min atorim b'sheva al tasa. You're right, in a chanami. It's only chashivus derabanan, but b'sheva al tasa, then you shouldn't become this chayiv in Meiser. Chazal said that so says the crazy place, he wants to be Masber, the Tosfos above Metziah, I'll be this Rabbeinu Peretz. And he wants to say that when Tosfos said that, don't tell me that the reason why it's not Batal is because it's a Dover Shebiminyan, because that's only as far as Derabanan. What does that mean? That its Chashivus only applies to the Derabanans, but not on a Deraisic level. We're never going to say to be Oikur of Dover Minatara as Dover Shebiminyan. Why? Because Davar Shebiminyan and Chazal weren't so machmer by a Davar Shebiminyan. The only time that they say a Davar Shebiminyan is Laibatul is Dafka by something which is Asr Midaraisa. If this thing which is Asr Midaraisa is a Davar Shebiminyan, then Chazal said that it's not going to be Batul. But if the thing is Asr Midarabanan is a Davar Shebiminyan, then Chazal didn't say over there that it wasn't going to be Batul. It's like a Safik Daraisa. Safik, when it comes to Daraisa, we go Safik Daraisa Lachom. When it comes to Darabanan, you go Safik Darabanan Lachom. So we see Davar Shebiminyan is not such a klora svara to be machayev because they only said it by their eyes. They didn't say it by things which are also midarabanan. However, Beria, says Taisviz, Beria, Chazal said, even by something which is also only midarabanan. Like, says the crazy placey, Gid Anasha is two gidin. There's the Gid Aprimi, Gid Achitzain. The Gid Achitzain is also only midarabanan, it's not also midaraisa. And nevertheless, he says it has a din of a smavur and simon tamane, that has a din of a burial. So we see something, even something which is usher only midarabanan, Chazal said, that has a chashivus of burial. So we see if Chazal gave it such a chashivus that even by midarabanan has a burial that's not going to be bottled by Elef, it must be that burial is such a stark asvara that we're willing to be even anchored up from an atar, like Rabbeinu Peret says. We see that Chazal were machmer benegeat to burial much more than a davar shebiminyan. They were machmer even benegeat to something which is usher only midarabanan. They still said that the burial, the whole is only midarabanan, and they still said that it's not going to be battle even bell. So we see that Chazal were very machmer with the takana of burial. If they were very machmer with the takana of burial, then pashas they were machmer even if it's going to be oikir adavar minatero b'shev al tasa. So mainly you could say really that burial, even according to thesis, is a sorry derabanan. But since the svar is such a stark svar that they said it even by something which is asim midrabanan, then memela pashas they would be able to, like Rabbeinu Peretz says, they were maimed divrayim, a feeling we're mocking that it's going to be oikir davar minatur. So that's how the crazy place goes, that's how other achranim go, that even ledas teisvis, the svar that Beri is not bottle, is only a svar, is a svar derabanan and not deraisa. Now that which the crazy place says, that they were machmer by Beria, that even by something which is Asr Midarabanan, they say that Beria is like Batal. Be'etzen Rashi Yisif declares, what's the reason why Beria is not Batal? Is the reason why Beria is not Batal because the Torah was machmer on it. There was machshev it that on this thing you get malchus. So we see that such a small, even though it's a tiny little thing, since you get malchus on it, we see that it's a choshev azak. The Meir Chazal said, since the Torah said about it, the Torah is machshev it to give it malchus. So Mamela, therefore it's not going to become batal. Or it's not a tzara of chashivus. It's nothing to do with the fact that the Torah is machshev it. A beria, something which has, came from a beris and shelma, and all the different things that the Rishayna Ramayna, it be'etzem as chashivus, never it's not batal. He says, what's the nafkimini, says Rishayseth? The nafkimini is going to be, do you say the svara of beria, even by Issa Darabanan? If you hold that the whole reason why you say it buries lap bottle is because the Torah was machshavit to give it malchus, so then that's only an avam from that the Torah was machshavit. That's somewhere that where there's malchus. Mashenki by Yisrael Rabbanan, we're not going to say this for a bury with bottle. Mashenki, if you say that the reason is because the bury of the tzias is kashas, which comes from a bris neshama, even if it doesn't mean the Rabbanan, like a gid, the gid achitzen, it still has all the tanoim. It comes from bris neshama and nechdach and shmoyolov, the chulu, all the different things. It still has that chashivis, and it's not going to be batal. So we saw the crazy place in Nemzon that even by the Rabbanan, we're going to say very little batal. Why say Nemzon like one side? But lechura, the etzem clear of the rishisiv is a machlagis rishin. We saw in Tesis and Daftadivov, and that's how the rush goes by us in Unzer Sigya, that the reason why a berry is not batal is because ki ilu pirish dahainu taima dahani dechi amar rachmana leisechol gid leisechol oif tami v'chein be'evim menachai ki ilu pirish bein gadol bein katan dekuli mikri gid v'oif v'vad shish leimu. The Torah, when it said leisechol gid, it meant to be mechayiv you and to give you malchus even on a mashu, even on a little bit. It's kilo as if the Torah was mefarish, then we meant even a little bit. So lechur, it's out the chashivis, it's not muchak, but the pashas is that the Torah was machshavit, and the Torah gave it, the Torah, when we gave it a iser, we einish of malchus, we said, regardless of what the size is, leisechol gid, no matter what the size is. Mamela, we see it's the chashivis that the Torah gave it. Mashenk and other rishenim, bachlal, they don't say such a svara. The other Rishonim say that the Ram, the Mashal, he says there's three Tanoim to define something as a beria. First of all, it has to be Aser Isur Migufo. Intrinsically Aser, as opposed to Shura Niskal, that only became Iser because somebody was Oivided, or Reveh, something, it's a Nirva, but that's an Iser that came Achmas Davar Acher. A Gid is Isur Migufo. The second thing is, Shetei Brias Neshama, that it should have a Brias Neshama. Dainu, it came from something which was alive at one point. And the third, as opposed to chita. And the third thing is it has to be shalim. Now, these things, al-khur, are not kashur b'chlal to the fact that you're chayiv malchus on it. Sometimes it's a be'etzem nikah chashivas. It has a chashivas, it comes from b'yis neshama, it's whole, it's isur migufa, it was always asr. L'chur, there's no chashivas there after malchus. And bazeh, if that's the svaros, then it should apply even by a berei darabanan. L'chur, it's not miyuchud to a berei daraisa, even by a berei darabanan, it should also apply. Kumtais, it would be l'chur, this cler of the Rish Yosef, would be a machlekes rishenim between Tais and the Rosh, and the other rishenim. Agav, interesting, we'll see in Mirtz Shem a little more l'alocha, the Rajva says, the first Tanai, is that it should be asr mitchilas b'riyasim. As opposed to Shor and Iskal, which is not Asr Mitzchilas B'Riyasei, it only became Asr afterwards after it gored somebody three times, or Kudayma, it's not Asr Mitzchilas B'Riyasei, something, a barrier has to be Asr Mitzchilas B'Riyasei. So says the Kriyas Miplesi, it's brought down the Mati Yunison on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simen Kuf, he says the halacha is, bugs that grow in fruit, they're not considered a sheretz ha-sheretz ala aretz, until they come out of the fruit and they're sheretz on the aretz. And means, be'etz ha-mikr d'dino, you're allowed to eat them. Midarayz, you're allowed to eat them, the mutter. So it's not mut, it's not asim, it's chilas b'riyasim. It says vice is that these things are not considered various, because they're not asim, it's chilas b'riyasim. The only time they become asr is once they were sheretz al adam. However, many achrenim are chilik, and they tell you that if you look at the Rashba and the Teres Abayas, other places, when he says mitchil, instead of chilas b'riyasim, he says the yisur migufan. Chilas b'riyasim is just a way of saying that it didn't get an answer from something else. It was Asr, Mitchilas B'Riyasei, from the beginning of when it became Isr. In other words, when did it become a Sheretz HaSheretz Al Adama? Only once it was Sheretz Al Adama, then it turned to Sheretz HaSheretz Al Adama. And from its very conception, from its first time that it was Sheretz HaSheretz Al Adama, it became Asr. It means Isur Migufa, it means the same thing. It's not two different things. And Mamela, even these bugs are going to be Asr. And we'll see that. That's when we're going to get to the Halacha. less likud than burial. And that is, we mentioned before, in that even though most of the Rishonim say that lechayr from the fact that the Gemara equates burial and katicha really is gabi, tzricho, make a tzricho between the two of them, vice is that they have the same dinim, and the same day katicha really is gabi, it is pasha to everybody that it's afilu be'elef le'batul, as if you state that the Sefer says afilu be'elef le'batul, memela burial also afilu be'elef le'batul. However, there are those, starting from Reb Nissim Goyin, the Medayik ready, maybe from the Mishnayos, from Yerushalmi, that hold that it could be bottle, that a sheretz could be bottle in 960. The question is, where does this number of 960 come from, Bichlal? And that we'll see also in the Drisha, Beis Hashem bring down different. One of the makurs for the 960, some server brings down, it's really Yom Shal Shlomo brings it down. It's that we find the shir, the Mishnah, about tzir that Tosfos brought down, that the Rishonim bring down over here, that tzir of dogim tami, that's nisarav and dogim tar, there's three shittas there of what becomes batel in 960, 60, or 16. But the Ritva brings down, it says tzir is only zeya ba'alma. We see that there's a mandamar, even though called erakula, we need to batel something in 60, there's a mandamar over here that says that it's batel in 16. Why is this? Because it's only zeya ba'alma, therefore it's not a real iser, and it can be batel in 16. So Mamela, since the normal shear is 60, and the small shear is 16, to Mivatla Beria, which is a Choshev Azach, we take the small shear and the regular shear, and we multiply it, and it comes out to 960. So that's the Yom Shal Shem Tainus, and that's what some say for another Taino. Also, my Shur Bengals have seen it for 960 hours. A lot of different Svaras of where 960 come from. But that's how it seems how the most pashta svara in bittul, which actually has the bittul, is because we the smallest share of bittul and the biggest share of bittul, we take them, we multiply them, and with that we can vatal a bit. That's benegeya to chaticha ruil iskabi. Very. Now benegeya to chaticha ruil iskabi, just one or two aras, and that is we brought down before, and that Tesis says in Bava Metzia that the reason why it's Why is it not bottle? Fact there, when it covets echad minuyim, one of the ones that you count in meister jumps back into the corral, it's not bottle. Fact there, why shouldn't it be bottle bereif? Don't tell me it's a davar shebe minyan because davar shebe minyan is only derabanan. Don't tell me it's a bear because then that's what chil say. So fact there, kesu plesi in that shtickle, he says, why do you say because it's a chaticha really scavi? And since the chaticha really scavi, that's why it can be bottle. So he says, vice says that tesis holds. And we already saw the Machlekes Rishonim over here, those that saw the Rush, the Ran, even in the Rush, I mean it's Mukach. What's considered a Chaticha really is Kavin? So the Rush brings down that a Chaticha really is Kavin is even a whole animal could be a Chaticha really is Kavin. You don't serve, a guy comes to your house, you don't serve him entire deer. Entire, huh? That would be nice. But generally, a person is not Machabit, something's an entire animal. Says the Rush, who cares? He says, Yesh Ermin. Since you're not mechabit somebody with a whole animal, therefore it's not considered chaticha really iskabin. The divri hevelin, divri havayin, no such thing. What are you talking about? You'll chop it up and it'll be really iskabin. What type of svar is that? Just because right this exact moment it's not really iskabin. However, if you look at the Ran and the Rajbo, they say in Echanami the same way that a piece which is too small is not really iskabin, so too a piece which is too big is not really iskabin. And moreover, the Ritva brings down from his Rebbe, the Ra'o, that holds the Rosh is ready Miramas is such a pshat. But the Ra'o holds like this, Halach Lamaisa, that since it has to be a Chaticha Ruil Iskabi, it has to be that it's ready Mevushal. They can feed it to somebody. If it's raw, it's not a Chaticha Ruil Iskabi, because you can't feed it to a person. So the other Rishonim, aside from the Rosh, the other Rishonim, they all hold that it has to be Ruil Iskabi Mamash. The question is, what Darga of Ruil Iskabi? Does it have to be that it's already cooked? Does it have to be that it's the right size? How much of a mechutzar ma'isa does it have to be that it's considered not really iskabe? There's a ma'isa that the Rishonim brought down from Beinu Tam, that there was a bunch of geese all piled up that were shechted, and one of the tabachim was knocking off the feet of the geese. The kitzer, he knocked off one of the feet of a goose. He didn't realize that it was still alive. It was together with the other ones, he didn't realize it was still alive. And it was Nisarav and the rest of the feet. Now, the feet of all the ones that were shechted is not a problem. Those are all fine. The problem is the one that's now in a velo, that's considered, if you hold that feet, are considered chatichu l'iskavid. Once again, I guess in those days they were, it should be chatichu l'iskavid, and it should become batel. Said Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's mutter. He muttered it. Why? Because since it wasn't feathered, he didn't take out the feathers, and it wasn't prepared for eating. Darn. Therefore, it's not considered royally scabbard bone, and the fruit's going to be mutter. So different rishonim hold, some say that a chicken which is not, you didn't take out the feathers, some say no, that is considered royally scabbard, but an entire animal which wasn't taken off the skin, didn't take off the skin. There's different darkness. The Rush throws them all out. He says, they're all considered royally scabbard bone. If it's raw, something which is of this size that you would be mechabit somebody is considered a davar chashiv shedarkeli monis, and therefore it's not considered, it's not batal. Shalos and Vosgit Machlekes over here. The Rush goes mamish divri hevelhim that everybody holds that way, and we have people that hold that not only a big animal, not only is not considered chatichu l'iskavid, but even if it's cut to size and it's rib steak, it's just not cooked, it's already not considered chatichu l'iskavid. Vosgit Machlekes. So Beis Halevi, in Chelik Beis Simen Laman Dalet, he wants to mevar that the shayla is, what's the svara of chatichu l'iskavid? What's the reason why chatichu l'iskavid is not potel? Is it because, since it's roi to mechabed arachim, therefore it's not considered batel? It's a davar choshev that you give to a adam choshev and echban, therefore it intrinsically is not considered, it's not going to be batel. Or is it that, not because I could be mechabed somebody, it's a simen. Since I could be mechabed somebody with something like this, it's not the siba. Because I could be mechabed somebody, therefore it's choshev. It's since I could be mechabit somebody with something which is this size, memeila, it's something which is eshadark and limonis. It's something which a person sells by number and not by weight. Because it's a chashvazak. It's not because I could be mechabit with him. Since this is the type of thing I could be mechabit him, so I see that it's a chashvazak. If it's a chashvazak, it's nichlal in the things that are dark and limonis. So then it doesn't have to be that be'etzim, says the Beis Halevi. It doesn't have to be that be'etzim it's right at this exact moment to be mechabit somebody. The chashivus is not because I'm being mechabit somebody with it. Chashivus is because since it's the type of thing that theoretically I could be mechabit, it's considered eshedar klimonis, things that I count out by number and I don't sell them by weight, I sell them by number. Mashing and other Rishonim hold, no, the whole chashivus is because the chashivus is, I could be mechabit somebody with it. The reason why it's chashivus is because this thing, this piece of usher, could be gurn somebody covered, could give somebody covered. I would, memeil is a chashvazach. Only if it could be gurn somebody, could be mechabed an arech with this, then it's gonna be a davar chashiv. It can't be for yiyeh shiyeh, whatever is the time shiyeh. You can't be mechabed somebody either because it's too big, or because it's too small, or because it's not cooked. And echanami, it's not gonna be bottle. The fee this, maybe you could taina, pshan another machlekes. That Tesis brings down, he says, when you have chatois tahuris that were chatois tmeis that were nesarav and chatois tahuris, we say that they're batal. In fact, Tesis, why don't we say it's chaticha really scabbard and it's not batal? Tesis says Tesis because even after everything is totally in, what's going to be its din? Is it going to be chaticha really scabbard after it's this batal? If after it's this batal it's really scabbard, then it can't be batal. But after it's this batal, it's not really scabbard, then it could be batal. Mameila chatos after it's nizbatul and chatois tahiris, it's not really scabbing. Why? Because the only person that it's ready for is kehanim, and kehanim are not machzik tevo chad lasheni, and therefore you cannot mechabit anybody with it because everybody, there's so much meat to go around that it's not roy to be mechabit somebody. Kehanim are not considered people that it's ready to mechabit with a piece of meat. Says the Prima Gadim, it's meduyik from Tesis that if not for this svara, let's say kehanim would be mechabit each other, then in Chanami, it would be Tidr Chadicha really scabbard. The only people that could eat it is a Kohen. only a fraction of Klal Yisrael can eat it. Nevertheless, it's considered a because there's a kain which gives you a. However, if you look at the Rashba has the same kasha, and he gives a different teretz and tesis, says the Prima Gadol. He gives the teretz, he says that since it's only roi for Kehanim, and it's not roi for Levim, for Yisrael, and God's Klal Yisrael, the meal that's not considered a chatichi release gamin. The Shadda is about to get the Machlekes. Is, if it's roi for only one portion of Klal Yisrael, is that considered a chatichi release gamin or not? Tesis in the Rush, they say, it's Meduik, the Rush, the Cholopachas. Tesis is Mefurish, and the Rush also. They say that even if it's roi just for kehanim, it's considered chatichi release gamin. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, if it's only roi for kehanim, it's not considered chatichi release gamin. And what's getting about Lakis? So if you understand that chatichi release gamin is like the Rush says beforehand, chatichi release gamin doesn't mean the sibas hachashivas is because I can be mechabit somebody. It's just that a piece like this, they would be able to mechabit, is considered a davar shevim minyan. So Mamela, what's the difference if I'm mechabed only Kohanim or if I'm mechabed Gans Klal Yisrael? As long as I find somebody that I could be mechabed somebody with it, then this is a piece which is a type of piece that I could be mechabed somebody with, and therefore it's not going to be bottle. It's considered as Shadak Limanis. Mashenkin, the Rashba holds, the whole chashivas is, the sivas of chashivas is because I can be mechabed somebody. Because I can be mechabed somebody with this piece. So you can only find one out of every 10 people that can be mechabed, so then it lacks the chashivas. It's only because this piece can be mechabed somebody. It can't be mechabed everybody. It can only be mechabed certain people. Mele according to the Rashba, such a thing doesn't have chashivas. Now this yisod of Tosfos, that it all goes basar after the bittul. If after the bittul it's going to be a davar roili skabed ba, then it can't become batul. But if after the bittul it's not going to be roili skabed ba, then it could be batul. It's a fact. The oilam, machol was marir, elachir itchum is davar. If you want to tell me that something is not batul, it makes sense that if it's chashiv before the bittul, then it shouldn't become batul. You're telling me no. If it's not chashiv before the bittul, then it still could become batul. If it's not chashiv before the bittul, but al yidei the bittul, it's going to become chashiv, it's going to become a chatichi release gamin, then it can't become batul. What do I care what's going to happen after the bittul? If b'shas the bittul, the whole problem is I can't be mevatel something which is chashiv. Right now, though, it's not chashiv. So why can't it be mevatel? Because afterwards it's going to become chashiv, so therefore it can't become batul. Al yidei the bittul, it's not going to become a chatas, and therefore you can be able to serve it to people. It's not going to become asr ba'ana, and therefore you can serve it to people. So what? Therefore we can't be mevatel it now. Since al yidei the bittul, it's going to become a chatichi release gamin, therefore we can't be mevatel it now. Why? Why not? The whole reason I can't be mevatel something which is chashiv, a burial. Is it burial? No, you can't be mevatel that which is chashiv. Right now it's not chashiv, it's going to be chashiv afterwards. Why can't it be mevatel it? So the truth is, if you look at the Trumas Adeshin in Simon Kuf Gimel, has an interesting shayla. He says somebody lit a candle of Neres Chanukah, and it was nisarif together between two shamashim. So you have Neres Chanukah mixed up; they're all lit. Three candles that are lit. One of them is a shamash, two of them are a shamashim, and one of them is the Neres Chanukah. Do you say that you're allowed to be mishtamish la'or haneres because the ner, which is a Neres Chanukah, which is also mishtamish la'or, is bottled in the other two? Says that was the shayla. Says the Trumas Adeshin, Simen Kuf Gimel. Says the Trumas Adeshin, no, it can't become batul. Why not? Because Chanukah and Neris are a davar shebe minyan. Why? Because you light them with a specific amount of numbers every night. That's considered a davar shebe minyan. A davar shebe minyan is not batul. After I'm mevatel it, it turns into a regular candle, and a regular candle which is not an Neris Chanukah, is not a davar shebe minyan. It's only when it's a Neris Chanukah, it's a davar shebe minyan. If I'm mevatel it and I make it ois Neris Chanukah, it's not a davar shebe minyan anymore. It's like a regular candle that you buy a box of 1,000 whatever it is. You don't buy them by weight. You're not a chashivas b'fnei atzmai. So right now, before the bittul, it is a davar chashiv. After the bittul, it's not a davar chashiv. Can I be mevatel it? So he brings a raya from Munzer Tosfos. Tosfos says exactly fakir. Tosfos says if it's not chashiv now, but it's going to be chashiv afterwards, then you can't be mevatel. Says the Trumas Adeshin, Kol Shekein, if it's chashiv now and it's not chashiv afterwards, for sure you can't be mevatel. If even when it's not chashiv now, you can't be mevatel because you'll be chashiv afterwards, for sure if it is chashiv now, you can't be mevatel, even though afterwards it's not going to be mevatel. So we see that the attack of the Svara Pshuta is that it goes butter now. If right now it's not chashiv, it's chashiv, then you shouldn't be able to be mevatel. The fact that afterwards it's going to be chashiv, why is that a Svara? Well, the Chol Pachzid is a svar, and so much so that the Taz is chilek on the Trumas Adeshin. It's something to talk Reish Ayin Gimel. He says Trumas Adeshin, he's matmiya on Adam Godot Nazer that he can say such a pshat. He says, where do you come from to say such a pshat? Tosfos only says it if it's going to be a davar chashiv after the bittul. But if it's going to be davar chashiv before the bittul and after the bittul, it's not going to be chashiv. Then in a chanami, it's going to be able to be in this bittul. What's he talking about? Does it make any sense? If right now it's a davar which is chashiv, and afterwards it's not going to be chashiv, so of course it can't be bittul. Because you're now taking a davar which is chashiv, making it a davar which is not chashiv. Well, what's the talking about? Where's it coming from? So many achronim with that. Achronim, Kivi Eger, Primi Godem, others that are Shvasyakiv are achronim. However, the grain is the tzayin with taz, brings him down. He goes, if he goes, what's the pshat with taz? So I wasn't sure. I asked my neighbor, Chosh Matam Achochem, and I have kofshits. And he wanted to tell him that pshat is azoy. He said that the whole pshat in bittul is that al yidei the bittul, you're making it that it's becoming a chelik of the darish in his batal eil. You're making it that it's nisbatal to that thing, and it's chad, you're turning it into one chefza together. It's not now a davar chashiv, which is eimim b'chnei asma. Anytime you revatal something, it doesn't have its egeno identity. It's nisbatal to the group together. Memela says the Taz, if afterwards, Taisus by us that says afterwards it's going to become chashiv, so in a chanami you could say, understand over there, right now it's not chashiv. Afterwards it's going to be chashiv, so how could you say that al yidei the bittul, it's going to become chashiv, that's a steer to the whole chefza bittul. The whole chefza bittul is that it's not chashiv, that it's bittul and becomes a chelik of the rest of the pieces. If you're saying that after the bittul is going to become chashiv, that's a steer to the whole mahosa of bittul. Mashenkin, if right now it is chashiv, and now the bittul is not going to become chashiv, so says it does, it's kvaldik. Right now it's chashiv. You're going to be mavachlin, it's not going to become chashiv, it's not going to be chashiv anymore, so I have no problem. The whole problem is if afterwards it's still going to be chashiv. If it's a chazikim of iskabe now and afterwards, or not now and only afterwards. If afterwards it's going to be chazikim of iskabe, so how can you say that? It's going to be nisbatl. It's not nisbatl to a chetza. Azeyot kumal zogin in the taz, the chertza, klar of shah. And you say that's a pshat, bechlal, in Tosis. Tosis understands that if after the bittul it's going to be a davar chashiv, okay, they don't go as vite as the taz. But the etzim yisurid is, if after the bittul it's going to be considered a davar chashiv, then you can't say it's going to be nisbatl. How can you say that al yidei the bittul is going to be nisbatl if al yidei the bittul turns into a davar chashiv and it's not a chelik for the rest of it? Two small nakudas, and that is the Tosis brought down, the Rush brings down, most of the Rishonim bring down, that a chaticha uliskabe that is not a chaticha, is not usher by itself, it only was makabel isser from something else. Dainu chazer, it was nizbashim together with chazer, and it got a little glius of chazer, so that does not have a din of a chaticha uliskabe, and it is bottle, it's bottle mashishim or whatever it is. What is the reason why? Says the Ran, because the isser in the chaticha is not really uliskabe. So who cares? But the isser made it chanan, and now this chaticha is usher and gansim because of chanan, and that is where this comes. What do I care? What's the difference that the isser is? Very good. So I wanted a taina that in a chanami chaticha really scavered is only a svara by din daraisa, by isser daraisa. So when you have chazer that's nivla inside of a piece, so what's usher in the piece? You're right, the entire piece becomes chanan midar abanan, but midar daraisa only the blis are usher. And we only say chatech really scabbed, klapi the blitz, klapi the iser daraisa. And since the whole piece is not us made daraisa, only the blitz are us made daraisa, therefore we don't say chatech really scabbed. The only problem is that it's not true. So Rashi Yosef brings down this isay from the Rishonim, and he brings down my theoretical pshat, and he says it's not true. Because the Ramah paskens the halacha and Simon Kof Aleph, that even by something which are us made darabanan, we say chatech really scabbed, beilis matmiya. We'll say chanan over here. Very good, there's blitz of chazer in this piece. And not the whole piece is asar al chazer. There's only please. But the entire place became chanan, midrabanan. So why don't we say that? It's chanan, midrabanan. It should be really spata. So if you look at the achrenim give different terutzim. One of them is, like was mentioned here by Ramayam, Eina iser yochal asar yesim in oisim. You're right. In a chanami, that it does become chanan, midrabanan. But the iser, in and of itself, doesn't have the echel, it's not a chaticha uliskabin. That which it turns into chanan also can become a chaticha uliskabin. It's only when b'metzias is a chaticha uliskabin, a shtick of chazer, or a piece of chazer, or nevela, then in a chanami we'll say that has been a chaticha uliskabin. Another terrace is that it's two derabanans. To say, b'chlal chaticha uliskabin, that it's not bottle, it's only the derabanan. To say chanan is also the derabanan, the mele we're not going to say. The mele by gospel chalav is like we are going to say. The last nekuda is darkimoshim. Darkimoshim is medayik from the Isser Veheter says that the same way that davar shiyesh lematirin is only not batal in min b'minoy, but by min b'sheni minoy it's batal b'shishim. He says the same thing by a beria and by chadichur l'iskabin. The whole din of Chazal were machmer by beria and chadichur l'iskabin. That's dafko by min b'minoy, but by min b'sheni minoy it's not true. And the chanam is batal b'shishim like everything else. The darker moishim sim kof aleph is medayik in the Rajma, and the chayitz meduyik and uzer sugya also that they bring down. In the case of the achbar and the shemen, it's min b'sheni minoy, and they handle it whether or not it should be batal or not. The Ran brings down. It's mavur that even by min b'sheni minoy, we say that a berry is not batal, a filo be'elef le'batal. The shalos, what's the svarah to say? B'chal, there should be difference between min b'minoy and b'sheni minoy. We saw in Tesis that by truma there's a difference between min b'minoy and min b'sheni minoy, because the pasuk of truma that says mikdash b'minoy is talking about min b'minoy, it's not talking about b'sheni minoy. But what's the svara? Davar sheyesh lematirin. Those that saw the Ran in the Dharm and in Beis, hopefully we'll see it this week. The svara dafka be min b'minoy, not by min b'sheni minoy. But over here, if it's a chashivas of beria, chashivas of chadichur leiskamid, what do I care if it's nisar of min b'minoy, min b'sheni minoy? There should be no makom mechalik. Yesh la'ayin, close this for the